everyone. You are listening to Astrology with Jessica. This podcast is intended to start the conversation about astrology and how it can enhance your life. Discover more about your destiny through understanding celestial signs and symbols. Welcome to your magical journey. This podcast episode will discuss Sun in Leo, which is from approximately July 23rd to August 22nd every year. The sign of Leo is a fire sign, which has a ruling planet or ruling celestial body of the Sun. As its name suggests, the sign for Leo is the lion, and Leos take on a very regal and even royal type of attitude with them. There's a saying that if all the world's a stage, the Leo wants to play every part. And that's because Leos often project different pieces or parts of them depending on what scenario they're involving themselves in. So they can be the leader, they can be the teacher, they can be the student, they can want to be a mentor or a mentee, they can want to be a, you know, fashion icon. So Leos are really hard to pin down because they're almost elusive in the types of different types of transformations they go through and the different types of disguises and even deceptions that they can undertake as a part of expressing their unique character and their unique abilities. The energy of Leo is often very influential. The type of emotional range that Leos have naturally is tending to be more of the fire energy. So anywhere from joy to happiness, to optimism and having a lighthearted spirit, to anywhere from that range of emotions to even levels of frustration and anger. And if someone is around a Leo and they're starting to get angry, people can physically feel it. Or when a Leo is happy and positive, other people can feel it too and feed off that energy. So Leos often are the center of attention because of their influential quality on other people who may, water signs will pick up on that very easily, or even air signs who don't naturally have a strong expressive quality to their personalities. Fire signs naturally are influencing, the types of interactions that they have with people around them. Due to this expressive nature, Leos often find themselves in different types of leadership positions where they are placed in a role where they have to lead by example or to train other people and basically model the way for others. Leos are also known in medieval astrology as a dual sign. So Leos actually take on some of the elements of Cancer, which is the sign before them, and Virgo, which is the sign after them. And what that means for a Leo is they do have a bit of an insecure nature about themselves. They almost overcompensate for that insecurity by being very proud and confident and, putting themselves out there. But secretly inside, they are feeling an insecurity that is more of a Cancer nature. So just make sure that you take care of yourself, nurture yourself, take self-care routines, very seriously, because that's going to give you the gentle nurturing quality that is needed to overcome that insecurity. And remember that you are sensitive, so pushing yourself, outside of your boundaries and being put into these positions of leadership and authority, which can be very harsh at times, you need to balance that, balance the energies within yourself and have that nurturing quality as well. The other piece of that dual sign, the Virgo, means that Leos because they're strong leaders, they also need to have critical thinking skills. And I think that's why there's a tie into the Virgo energy, because Virgos are all about analyzing things, making plans for communities or organizations, or even just like medium or long-term planning. So having that critical thinking skill is really important for Leos to be able to succeed. So if they go out into different business ventures or that kind of thing, they're going to be able to have the critical mindset, the ability to analyze things, to crunch numbers and different types of data, to be able to move forward with their different types of pursuits. So Leo is a very versatile sign, and you might see them in a variety of different types of industries, because they are, you know, quite the performer and can take on many different roles. And they're also, you know, again, like critical thinkers. So they have the ability to look at data and interpret things and just use their intellectual side as well as the emotional side of the Cancer. In addition, Leos have a affinity with children. They're very good around children because of this innate playful nature that Leos just have. They like to play games and just to kind of keep things upbeat. And I feel like there's a special connection with children because of that, and that ability to, you know, connect on that innocent level. In addition, Leos have an aura that's like a rainbow. They're almost glowing. So they just have this very shimmery aura to them. And to help with the Leo state of mind, it's often very nice to have pieces of clear quartz around, which have a rainbow shimmer, or even having, you know, a crystal in your window that's faceted, so that different types of rainbow colors will come into your room. That's very helpful, you know, to keep the spirit, you know, light and joyful for Leos. Because mentioned before, it's important for them to keep their range of emotions in the joy, positive, light area, so that they are only focusing on the positives and manifesting things on the positives and not holding grudges or going to those, you know, angry places, which are ultimately not going to be good for their health, and not focusing, you know, their future on things of a positive nature. The magical birthstone associated with Leo are Ruby and Amber. So Ruby will protect against physical injury, will ensure faithfulness, and bring serenity of mind. In addition, Ruby is a stone that I would bring to any type of occurrence where you really want to like put your positive foot forward and make an impression. So it's definitely one that's going to add a lot of passion and vitality and force to whatever you're doing. The stone Amber is definitely going to be one that you want to use. It's a powerful healer of the body, mind, and spirit. It clears depression. It promotes self-confidence and creative self-expression, which are definitely things useful to the Leo. And one of the things that I really like using Amber for is to protect your aura against other people's energies, right? It basically, you know, makes you Teflon against, you know, gossip or negativity or that kind of thing too. You know, because as much as Leos can influence others with their emotions, they're also, because of the Cancer sensitivity that they have, they're also very sensitive to the different types of energies of other people. So basically like stacking, you know, your aura to make it thicker with different types of gemstones for protection, particularly Amber, which has a soothing golden tone to it, which is also very harmonious with the Leo energy, is definitely going to be something that's going to be helpful. The part of the body ruled by Leo is the back, the spine, and the heart. So emotional or physical exertion can cause, you know, back or spine ailments. Also take care, you know, to not overexert yourself and pay attention to different types of, you know, potential heart, issues that may be associated with the Leo. And also take a step back and look at any type of emotional, you know, issues with the heart. You know, do you have a broken heart? Do you have a scarred heart? And pay attention to your heart chakra and potentially any types of energy healing or alternative healing modalities, you know, that may help soothe, you know, a broken heart or different types of grief that you may be holding in your heart chakra. Lastly, Leo's biggest challenge is overcoming that insecurity, and understanding and knowing oneself. And the more that they understand and look inwards and see the type of soul that they are and what they can offer to the world, the more confident that they're going to be and the wider reach that they're going to have. So basically, the biggest journey that they have in this lifetime is to really, you know, find your passion, find your desire, the spark of your soul, and to be able to radiate that and influence as many people as you can. Thank you for listening to Astrology with Jessica. Please like this podcast and share it on social media. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Astrology with Jessica.